pleased to welcome into the studio Nicola Young and Vic Hopkins from Food Cycle Cambridge. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And we are talking about your family feasts, but before we talk about that, maybe talk about how you got involved and what you do at Food Cycle and what's it all about, really.
Sure. So I'm Nicola, and I am actually the regional manager for the East of England for Food Cycle. So Food Cycle is a national charity, and we run 40 plus projects across England at the moment. And Cambridge actually has 3 projects. The idea behind Food Cycle is that we shouldn't have food waste and food poverty coexisting. So we take volunteers and surplus food from supermarkets and food businesses, combine that with spare kitchen space and put it all together to create nutritious 3-course meals for the community. It's about bringing people together to share a meal, tackling loneliness, improving health, and absolutely everyone is welcome. So there's no ticket or referral needed with us. It's all about community and just coming along. And this year is our 10th anniversary, actually.
Wow, so, that's interesting. I didn't realise that. I was aware of you, but I didn't think you'd been going that long. That's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And you say there's 40 across the country.
Yeah, 40 plus. We're 40, growing.
Yeah, and you've got 3 in Cambridge, so that's quite impressive for Cambridge, isn't it? And so, Vic, you're one of the cooking project leaders, aren't you? And so what does that entail?
So my role with Food Cycle, I've been doing it for about 3 years now, and I suppose the easiest way to describe it is it's kind of like that old game show Ready, Steady, Cook, but for 40 people.
Oh, so, I used to love that show.
Yeah. So we take whatever our surplus team have collected, and then my role as cooking team leader is to devise a menu with the help of our volunteers to turn that into a meal for our guests. And those numbers range really dramatically. So our average weekly meal at Wesley on a Saturday, we sort of see about 35 to 40 guests. And then our midweek family feasts, our numbers fluctuate quite a lot. So we can be as high at Barnwell as 25, but we have dropped a little bit more recently. So we're sort of keen to promote.
Hence, today that we're going to say to people, Barnwell. And it's the Barnwell
Baptist Church. Yeah.
And that's sort of on Newmarket Road, Barnwell Road.
Yes, so it's Howard Road. So okay. It's just behind the roundabout off that Barnwell Road comes off. So.
And what days is that one on?
Yeah, so we're there the first and third Wednesday of the month.
At what times?
And you can come from 6 o'clock and we serve at 6:30.
Oh, that's very good. And is there a charge for these meals?
It's absolutely free for everyone. Yeah. The last time I went along to Barnwell, it was so much fun. There were quite a few families there, lots of children sort of running around, having fun, talking to each other. And the food is absolutely delicious. I can't stress that enough. People like Vic, as our cooking project leaders, do an amazing job of putting all of that surplus food together into the most delicious meals.
So before I ask you more about the food, you were saying that there's 3 different projects. So if you can you just say which 3 they are? So there's the Barnwell Road one we just said, the Baptist Church.
Yeah, and then our other family feast is Arbury Road Baptist Church, and we're there the last Thursday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
And then every Saturday, that's also from 6 o'clock, and every Saturday we're at Wesley Methodist Church.
Is that the one near the Grafton Centre?
Near the Grafton Centre, and we're there at 12 o'clock every
week. Lunchtime on a Saturday. So people could just come along on any of those days, and no questions asked, just come in and enjoy a cooked, home-cooked meal.
Yes, absolutely.
And so where do you get your food from?
So a lot of our food at the moment comes from a variety of supermarkets and wholesalers. So we work in partnership with Booker. We also get food from Tesco's, from Aldi, Marks and Spencer's.
Co-op.
Brilliant. Yeah. So that's really good, because that's one thing that they've been criticised for in the past, isn't it? They're not being...
And we're just starting to work with Asda as well.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a really good way of... It seems terrible, isn't it, that, you know, that this food can go to waste. And so how many of you are there in the team that has to create these meals?
You're putting me on the spot now. There's plus of volunteers who work together, and some volunteers just work at Wesley and some just work at Barnwell and so on, but the team actually tend to sort of swap around and cover gaps as and where needed. And the way it works at Food Cycle is we have that core project leader team, and those are the people who lead the cooking sessions, lead the hosting sessions, coordinate the food pickup,
devise the menus, and basically tell people what to do so that they can come along and just prep without having to worry about they've got to think of something to do. Because I would say that I'd be interested in helping, but I think, I wouldn't know how to do food for those people. But that's all taken care of.
Yeah, so as long as you're willing to have a go in the kitchen and you're willing to get chopping or do washing up, then the leaders are there to support you through the whole process. So we do have a lot of our cooking volunteers who've never cooked before, and they come along and this is their first experience of cooking.
I guess it's a good way to get involved in cooking and also to make some good friends and have a good time yourself as well.
Yeah, we do volunteer socials as well. So we've got one coming up in a couple of weeks. So we're sort of trying to make it a really great community for our volunteers with those friendships. But yeah, also the skills that you get. We do sort of food hygiene training, first aid training, safeguarding. So we also offer our volunteers a lot of other skills as well.
So they're great for sort of if you're looking for the future for doing jobs and stuff as well. And what about, I'm guessing you'd also need people to go around and collect stuff from the various supermarkets and people you're working with. So do you have drivers that you volunteer then for that as well?
So we have a really good food collection team in place at the moment. They do ask for help to collect some things. But I would say that the real need for volunteers is more towards the hosting across all of our projects, because food collection and cooking are actually really popular. And we don't often struggle for those volunteers. But for the hosting side, which is where you help to set up the venue and you serve the meal to the guests, and you sit and chat with the guests and then you help to clear up afterwards, that doesn't seem to be as popular in Cambridge. So if there's anyone out there who is a real people person and would really enjoy coming along and meeting our guests and talking to our guests, then
maybe it's because people don't sort of think of that part so much and obviously you need someone to pick it up and obviously you need someone to chop it, but haven't thought about the people. And how much time would people need to give for that then, or any of the roles?
So on average, our session lengths are about 3 hours. So it depends on which day and which venue you're helping. So obviously our busier sessions, we need slightly more volunteers. They're slightly longer sessions. So anywhere from 2.5 to 4 hours.
And so I guess a little bit before the opening time to get set up. So, but then you're done for the, you do that, and I'm guessing you're getting a good meal in it as well.
Yes, absolutely. So all our volunteers are encouraged, whether they're in the kitchen or the hosting team, to stay and eat with the guests. So everybody who comes along can be fed. And also if we have any surplus food that we haven't cooked, we give that to the guests to take away with them. And also if there's any left, the volunteers can also
Brilliant.
Have some as well.
And I might be putting you on the spot here, so if you don't have to answer this, but can you give an example of what sort of food you might be whipping up for, what sort of meals that you might have?
Yeah, so my personal favourite is anyone who comes to Barnwell will know I love Mexican. So we do quite a lot of Mexican food. We get a lot of avocados in the summer. And then the week before, we made some vegan spice clementine cake for pudding. So we also, our meals are completely vegetarian, but we always have a vegan and a gluten-free option.
Wow, that's really, very inclusive.
We do a lot of curries and stews and...
And it's always a two-course meal?
We do 2 courses at our midweek meal and we do 3 courses at our Saturday meal.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. So can you remind us again then which days, if guests want to come and or anyone wants to come and enjoy the meal and socialise, which days and where they are or how they get in contact with you if they miss what we're saying here?
Yep, so we're every Saturday at Wesley Methodist Church from 12 o'clock. The first and third Wednesday of the month at Barnwell Baptist Church from 6, and the last Thursday of the month at Arbury Road Baptist Church from 6. But this week we'll be actually helping the Abbey people with their light switch on
at
the shops at Barnwell Road, and we'll be there from 5:30. So if anyone wants to come and talk to us tomorrow, then you can enjoy the light switch on and the carol singing, and then come and see us for some tasty food afterwards.
Lovely, that's great. And what about if someone wants to get involved in volunteering, like any of those roles?
So you can email cambridge@foodcycle.org.uk, but I think probably the easiest way is just to go to our website, which is foodcycle.org.uk. You register as a volunteer and you watch a few really short videos and you complete a quiz, and then that's all the training you need to come along. Then you just go onto the Cambridge calendar and sign up for a slot, and whether that's food pickup, cooking or hosting, and then you will get some automatic emails sort of telling you, thanks for signing up, here's some extra information that you need and a reminder close to the session. Then you come along and one of our amazing project leaders like Vic will tell you, okay, this is what we're doing today, and explain the whole process, and then you'll get a follow-up afterwards. And if you enjoy it, great, sign up for more and come back. If you don't, try something else next time. There's no pressure for you to sign up again.
That's lovely. That's absolutely brilliant. That sounds everything, and it sounds delicious as well, and just especially with the run-up to Christmas, and you know, money can be a bit tight at this time of year, so it's lovely to know that you can come in and have a lovely meal with you lot and make some new friends.